We're driven by the search for better. But when it comes to hiring, the best way to search for a candidate isn't to search at all. Don't search, match with Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform with over 350 million global monthly visitors, according to Indeed data, and a matching engine that helps you find quality candidates fast. Ditch the busy work. Use Indeed for scheduling, screening, and messaging so you can connect with candidates faster. Leveraging over 140 million qualifications and preferences every day, Indeed's matching engine is constantly learning from your preferences. So the more you use Indeed, the better it gets. Join more than 3.5 million businesses worldwide that use Indeed to hire great talent fast. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/Blue Wire. Just go to Indeed.com/Blue Wire right now and support our show by saying that you heard about Indeed on this podcast. That's Indeed.com/Blue Wire. Terms and conditions apply. Need to hire? You need Indeed.
Get ready for the greatest roast of all time. The Roast of Tom Brady. A Netflix live event happening May 5th. Hosted by Kevin Hart, the seven-time world champion gets his cleats held to the fire by famous friends and frenemies on an unforgettable night where everything is fair game. Tune in on May 5th at 5 p.m. Pacific time for The Roast of Tom Brady, live only on Netflix.
The baseball season is go, go, go. It's nonstop, relentless for every night, six straight months, and then hopefully another month in October. You also have work, friends, family, and a million other things going on. That's when you reach for a Coors Light. It's made to chill. There's only one beer out there that's literally made to chill, and that's Coors Light. I mean, the mountains on the bottles and cans even turn blue when your beer is cold. Is there anything better than opening up your refrigerator after a long day, seeing that icy cold Coors Light can or bottle in your fridge? The answer is no, there's nothing better. That's why when it's time to chill, you choose Coors Light. It's mountain cold refreshment made to chill. Coors Light is the one I choose when I need to unwind. So that's why when you want to hit reset, reach for a beer that's made to chill. Get Coors Light in the new look delivered straight to your door with Drizzly or Instacart. Coors Brewing Company, Golden, Colorado. And as always, celebrate.
We are breaking down all aspects of Yankee baseball. This is the Bronx Pinstripe Show with your hosts, Andrew Rotondi and Scott Reinen. Let's go.
What's up, everyone? Welcome to the Bronx Pinstripe Show, episode 489, brought to you tonight, as always, by DoorDash and by Bet Online. Scott, I don't know. We made such a big deal about Tanaka and how he's going to match up against Charlie Morton, and do they want to have him matching up against Tyler Glass now? Didn't really matter if he's going to pitch like that.
Well, I guess maybe Jordan Montgomery should have thrown this one, and then they should have saved Tanaka for game four, you know?
Just keep saving Tanaka.
Yeah. Just keep saving it. Backs against the wall, baby. Maybe that's when tonight you gotta put him in that position. No, it was horrible umpiring again.
I want to start
it's a strike him out, throw him out to get out of the inning. Totally different game at that point. Mm-hmm. Let's just get that out of the way.
Yeah, so I want to start with the major turning point tonight, and the umpire was at the center of it. So the third inning, the Yankees have bases loaded and Voit's up. And there's a 3-0 count, and he gets a very borderline strike on 3-0. And he gets, I think, an even more borderline strike on 3-2, on 3-1. And then Voit grounds out. That would have been a run-in, 2-1 Yankees, and Giancarlo Stanton, who's the hottest hitter other than Arizuena. I think I said his name right, finally.
No, you said it wrong again.
Arizuena?
Yeah, again, wrong. You keep putting a U in there for whatever reason.
There's no you there. I'm not doing this again. I want to get to my point. You'd have Stanton up with bases loaded, chance to knock out blow against Charlie Morton. That doesn't happen. Instead, Tanaka's back on the mound, and he gives up a leadoff hit or a leadoff walk or something, leadoff guy on. 3-2 pitch to Adames, and because the runner was going, Higgy comes out of his stance, probably blocks the umpire, but it's a strike. It doesn't get called a strike, so it's a ball, but Adames would have been, or the runner would have been thrown out at second, and it would have been a strike him out, throw him out, double play, no one on, two outs. And then what happened was those guys both reached, Kiermaier threw a run home run, game's over pretty much there. That's the turning point. That's the turning point, and the umpires were at the center of it. And I don't know what to be more pissed about, the Voit calls or the Adames non-call. I thought the Voit calls were borderline, so they could have gone either way. They didn't go the Yankees' way. The Adames one was definitely a strike, but when your catcher pops out of his stance and blocks the umpire, they miss it. And it happens routinely.
It happens a lot. It does happen a lot. It's not out of... It looks so much worse now that we have, you know, the strike
the K-box,
box
and the K-box,
and MLB
yeah.
at bat, and you can see the graphic of it. Yes, it looks terrible, but it does happen often. Runner's going, catcher has to come out of his crouch to throw a ball, and umpire misses the call. It happens all the time.
It happens all the time. Doesn't happen every time, but it happens quite a bit. And that's kind of what you get when the runner goes. That's what you kind of get for being aggressive. Shit can happen. And it the shit just happened to go against the Yankees tonight there, and that's not an excuse for
Tanaka.
Doesn't mean
you have to give up a 3-run home run,
right? It's not an excuse for Tanaka. He still gave up the 3-run home run, and then he still gave up the solo shot to Arizona in the next inning. And who knows? Maybe that's the last pitch we ever see Tanaka throw in Yankee uniform, and it went a freaking mile. So it's not excusing Tanaka, but it certainly changed the game.
I want you to get rid of the A in front of his name and just say it, Rosarena, because that's how you say it. Randy Rosarena. Forget about the A in front. Don't even pronounce it. Anyway, yeah, that was the game. Tanaka didn't need to give up that 3-run shot. That was a backbreaker. It was a backbreaker. Then Chad Green comes in and gives up a 2-run home run as well. The Yankees didn't pitch well. I feel like the trickery last night was a bad omen. It was the nerds trying to meddle with our game and it backfiring, and it was just it's you said it, it's getting cute, and when you don't need to get cute, not to say that it mattered, because Tanaka pitched like shit too. So he got through four innings and gave up, you know, a ton of runs. So it doesn't, I mean, you could argue here that it doesn't matter at all. It didn't matter what they did. Could have pitched Luis Sessa, could have pitched Michael King, who threw maybe two scoreless innings.
Yeah, maybe. Maybe it didn't matter at all. Maybe it did matter. Maybe it's just sort of a tone thing.
Or God forbid, you know, if you're going to go with J-Hap, then just start him instead of being weird.
Yeah, we kind of missed that because we were recording right after game two. Yep. But J-Hap to the media said he didn't agree with the plan, and he was told about the plan.
He didn't say that. He said that they know my feelings about it. He didn't come out and say, I disagree with it.
Okay.
He said that he will defer to Boone.
Essentially, he's saying that he wanted to start the game.
Basically.
And that he was uncomfortable with this plan of theirs to have him come in that situation. And
he thinks I think that it's ludicrous. If you're going to have J-Hap go, just let him go.
Right. So it's like there's one thing I think the nerds fail to grasp is that it's still humans out there playing baseball. And if you're J-Hap and the numbers say, oh, you're gonna have an advantageous situation against the Rays if we bring you in the second inning because their lineup's gonna have a bunch of lefties in it. Well, if you're pissed off about not starting the game and you go out to the mound uncomfortable, well then guess what? It doesn't matter. You might just not pitch well. And that's kind of what happens. So there's the human element that doesn't show up in these opener and these nerd stats sometimes. Sometimes, I don't know how many fucking times I can say it, you just got to keep it simple, stupid.
I mean, I'm not going to say that there was like an anger part on J-Haps and that's why he didn't pitch well. I just don't think he pitched well.
Pretty bitter after the game.
He was bitter after the game because there's just no reason to take someone out of a routine for the one inning that happened. There's just no reason for it.
For one inning, absolutely not. Well, if you're going to go
in their mind, it was one inning, but also setting up the left-handed bats.
Right.
That's what it was. I mean, like, you know, we know what the strategy was. I just think it's overthinking it.
They wanted to. I don't know why we're going back to game two, but I saw
because that's when the shift started.
No, I saw some people saying, well, why not just use a legitimate opener a la Chad Green or Jonathan Holder and just say you're using an opener if you want to do that and J-Hap can back it up, because the whole point was to not tell the Rays what they were doing, was to trick them into thinking Devi Garcia was starting the game.
And Kevin Cash laughed at it and said, okay, fine. My guys will still hit you. Like, it doesn't matter. The splits against J-Hap, he doesn't scare me. It's J-Hap.
Right.
Ooh, good one, Boone.
And if you're Kevin Cash, you made this point last night.
I'm in your head.
Your entire team is malleable.
Right.
They do whatever the hell they like you possibly want them to do. Stable of right-handed arms throwing filthy stuff. Guys who are hitting lefties, who are hitting righties, they can play multiple positions. It does not matter. They're not one-dimensional. They're 1,000-dimensional.
Right.
No, they're not. They don't do anything spectacularly. They don't have
Giancarlo
Stanton.
Now they do.
They have
what's his name? They have Ronnie or Robbie.
Rosarino.
Rosarino, you got it. See, get rid of the A and you're good.
Rosarino. So tonight,
15 pounds of muscle on chicken and rice and push-ups.
Rice and push-ups, yeah. Tonight in the ninth inning, you got the chicanery where it's like pinch hitting Clint Frazier. No, I'm gonna bring in my righty Castillo. Oh, okay, I'm gonna bring in Mike Ford. Doesn't matter. It's just gonna be a pop up
behind the plate.
Kevin Cash doesn't give a shit. I'm just gonna get you to pop up. No matter what you do, you could pinch hit guys all day long till you're freaking blue in the face. Here, you want to use Kratz? Is he still on the roster? No, he's not on the roster. Who cares?
Yeah. And it's, you know what's such a shame, this whole thing? Look, tomorrow's still another day. I'm not saying it's over. I'm not. Because the Yankees have an opportunity to put up a bunch of runs tomorrow. I think they do have that opportunity. And while it didn't help them, the situation that happened today, the way that the game played out certainly did not help them, because the Rays didn't have to burn anybody they really cared about, to be honest. They could throw the kitchen sink at us again tomorrow.
They're going to open.
Nothing happened.
On the broadcast, might be Yarbrough. It might be an opener. Probably going to get a couple innings of Yarbrough and opener. But you also didn't have, what's his name, Anderson. He didn't pitch tonight. So he's got two innings and he's unhittable.
Yeah. All their studs are going to go tomorrow night. So they're going to throw the sink. They're going to do everything they possibly can to not remotely see Gerrit Cole again. And they have a lot of ammunition to do that. So the Yankees bats are going to have to come play, and then Jordan Montgomery's gonna have to pitch the game of his life. Actually, he's gonna have to pitch the three innings of his life, and then everybody else is gonna have to pitch the one inning of their life.
So that's the thing. It's like Montgomery, you actually can find some numbers that say, hey, this isn't terrible. His ERA was bad, but otherwise his peripheral stats were pretty good. His expected ERA was,
you talking about on the season?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I mean, I'm telling you, the eye test, I don't need your nerd stats right now. I'm telling you that the eye test told me that his last, out of his last three starts, he looked much, much, much better.
Well,
so I saw him.
He got hit hard in two of his last three starts.
But
his expected ERA was 3.86. So it's just saying, like, there are numbers to back up that he could be okay. But it's going to be one time through the order, because they already talked about Devi Garcia being in the mix for game four.
Yeah.
So you know it's not Jordan Montgomery for 100 pitches. It's Jordan Montgomery for one time through the order, right, and then batter to batter.
Yes. No, I know that for sure. Chapman hasn't thrown yet. So you're looking at Chapman for two innings probably.
Does him not throwing yet kind of worry you? Because he hasn't thrown a baseball since last Tuesday night.
He's thrown a baseball, but no, it doesn't worry me. Not at this point.
Chad Green didn't pitch good tonight, and if you're not going to get clean innings out of Chad Green, then what are we doing?
What are we doing? I mean,
seriously,
no. But he also had to come in the fifth inning with no runs or with no outs.
That was fine. But then he gave
Tanaka
up a two-run home run.
That was a clean inning. That's the clean inning that you asked for.
Then he gave up a two-run home run to a guy who was trying to bunt.
Look, all you got to do is just not get it out. Then they come in for a clean inning. That's just...
No. I'm not saying... I didn't mean he didn't get a clean inning to go into.
I know what you're
saying. I'm
saying
he gave up runs.
Yes, he did. Gave up runs.
And if Chad Green is going to give up runs...
I mean, Chad Green gives up a home run here and there. It wasn't the worst. It wasn't a bad pitch. It was a fastball on the outside of the plate. Just a good hit.
Wish the guy bunted.
It's good contact. No, but yeah, obviously it's tomorrow night. That's it. Put up or shut up, baby. That's it. Put up or shut up.
You guys have counted on restaurants, and now they're counting on you. And while their dining rooms may be closed, they're still open for delivery with DoorDash. DoorDash is the app that brings you the food that you're craving right to your door. Ordering is extremely easy. You open the DoorDash app, you choose what you want to eat, and the food is delivered right to you safely outside your door, and you can now choose their new contactless delivery drop-off setting. I use it all the time. It's a terrific app, and there's a lot of local restaurants that you can get as well. There are way more than you expect that are included with DoorDash. Bevan and I use this app probably twice a week, so definitely recommend going on and buying it, especially with the code that we're about to give you. Many of the local restaurants are still open for delivery, so you can just use DoorDash, select from their menu, choose the food you want, and they bring it right to you, and it usually happens pretty fast, and you can track the people as they come, which is fun to know, because now you know when your food is coming exactly to the minute. So right now, all of our listeners can get $5 off and zero delivery fee with their first order of $15 or more. Just download the DoorDash app and enter code BLUEWIRE. That's $5 off and zero delivery fees on your first order when you download the DoorDash app in the App Store and enter code BLUEWIRE. Don't forget, that's code BLUEWIRE for $5 off your first order with DoorDash.
The wait is finally over. Football is back. You might not be at the game this year, but you can still be in on the action at BetOnline. BetOnline is going the extra mile to make sure you can get in on every possible chance to win this season. From game spreads and totals to team, player, and coaching props, BetOnline gives you more options to wager than anywhere else. You can get in on their season opening bonuses today and start off wagering on wins, division, and championship futures all day, every day. There's also the baseball playoffs going on, maybe you've heard. Head to BetOnline today and take advantage of all the great sign-up bonuses. Don't forget to use our promo code BLUEWIRE at betonline.ag. That's BLUEWIRE, all one word, to get your welcome bonus at betonline.ag. BetOnline, your online sportsbook experts.
Put up or shut up, game four, do or die with Montgomery on the mound. And so I said I didn't want this to happen because I just think...
Why would we want that to happen?
No, but I didn't see a path to the Yankees winning this series unless you win the Tanaka and Cole games. Like I said, I've said this for the whole playoffs.
Doesn't that lead you to believe though that Montgomery could just come out there and pitch well, and then Davey Garcia could come out there and pitch well? If Tanaka doesn't pitch well, they do some weird shit, and that's how they're losing games.
Like could they? Of course they could. It's just even more of a coin flip than I thought Tanaka was, and Tanaka turned out to be not good.
You can't re-sign Tanaka, right?
I don't think this is the episode to talk about this, but I don't think my mind has really changed from what it was 2 weeks ago when we talked about it. If you're not giving him more than 2 years.
It's got to be a team-friendly deal.
Yeah, it's 2 years. And $10 million less than what he's making now. So $15 to $17 million. I mean, he's more trustworthy than Jay Happ.
Is he?
I think so.
I just want new faces. Is that too much to ask for? I mean, I just want a little bit of a reboot and some new kids, some young guys and a reboot or two.
How long have we been saying that? How long has Cashman been trying to get young new pitchers in here?
No. I don't want to sign a guy and then
Trevor Bauer. Trevor Bauer's trolling Yankees fans right now on
Twitter.
Yes,
I know. I played into it too, and I retweeted it with a gift from Billions because it was appropriate. So I'm fine with that. Sign Trevor Bauer, go in with Trevor Bauer, Luis Severino, Gerrit Cole, and some kids. I'm good with that. I like upside. This is not the time to talk about that. I understand that.
I know. It's you don't want to run it up.
But I just want to see that's my point is that I would prefer to go in with younger guys that have upside than just the expected of disappointment again in the playoffs. Like give us an opportunity, because clearly the regular season barely matters anymore. So now these guys will have an entire season to get seasoned and become, you know, they won't be rookies come September, October. So let's go.
Kevin Cash in his post-game press conference said he's, quote, not fully convinced that Cole won't pitch in game four for the Yankees. I'm assuming what he means is like an inning if they need him. But
How many days rest would that be?
Two.
I mean,
but it would be for an inning, but then you're kind of taking him out of a start for game five. I don't know why Kevin Cash is saying that.
He's probably playing mind games with Boone
because he can manage circles around Aaron Boone.
It would be ludicrous if he pitched tomorrow night. Because that's just not seeing, what is it, the trees before the forest or the forest between the trees? It's not seeing the end result through, because just because you win tomorrow doesn't mean you don't have to play game five.
You have to win game four.
I understand, but if you
play game five, but yes.
You're screwed.
I mean, you're kind of screwed either way, but
you're not screwed either way. Tomorrow, Davey Garcia could come in second after Montgomery gets through the order once. So you get, let's say, two innings out of Montgomery. Okay. Two innings out of Montgomery. Let's call it unscathed for whatever reason. Let's call it one run. One run, two innings. Davey Garcia.
Probably home run to Rares.
Davey Garcia now has the opportunity to go in and I'd say get a little bit more length. I feel like they would let him go.
More than one inning? Yeah.
I feel like they, if it were me, I would roll with the hot kid. If he's going out there and pitching well, you go with him. Because guess what? Nobody in your bullpen has proved that they can come in and do anything different. So if you have a guy that's running, and I say this with Montgomery too, maybe, depending on what the lineup is that Cash throws out, if he's having success, you ride that horse.
So
and you
let's
ride
work
it until you can't. And or until it's getting a little weird.
Let's work it backwards in a best case scenario. Ninth inning and eighth inning, Aroldis Chapman. Seventh inning and sixth inning, Zach Britton. So you got to get five.
Zach Britton proved the other night that second inning was a stretch. Okay. And he was on full rest. So I don't know how much I would trust him. But yes, you probably start with him.
What else do you do?
No, yeah. That's the thing. Like, you probably do because of that.
So you got to get minimum five innings out of Garcia, Montgomery, Luis Sessa, Nick Nelson. I don't know.
I mean, Nick Nelson has looked phenomenal for two innings.
Okay.
So, I mean, he has.
But that's also now pitched 2 days in a row.
Right. Young kid, you know.
You can get an inning from Chad Green.
Do you want an inning from Chad Green?
I mean, you still have to want that.
Jordan Montgomery pitched well.
You what?
I mean, Jordan Montgomery. I keep saying that. I've said that twice now. You're a Rhode Island boy.
Michael King.
Thank you. Yeah.
Yeah.
Did he bleach his hair? When he was coming out from the bullpen, I was like, who is that? I didn't even see the number. And
I think he's kind of just grown out. I think he always had blonde hair. Nick Nelson and him kind of look alike.
I thought it was Nick Nelson. I was like, he just pitched though. It's just strange. What's happening?
So I think you got to work it backwards and say, even if you don't get four innings out of those two relievers that I mentioned, you get three innings. Okay. Is that more fair?
I think that's better. I think it's a stretch to say they're both going to go two.
Do you get four innings out of Chad Green, Britton, and Chapman? Four innings combined out of those three guys? Can you get that?
Yeah.
So you still need five innings.
Still need five innings. If Montgomery can give you two, I can't believe we're talking about this starting pitcher giving you like super pumped up.
An elimination game. So yeah. if he's in trouble, you have to pull him.
Absolutely.
Because you can't.
If Montgomery can give you two innings, and he's going well. If let's say he gets through two clean innings, you bring him out for the third. Because the roster is going to turn, the lineup's going to turn over.
Well, not if it's two perfect innings.
Well, then he's okay. So he has to get three perfect innings. The third perfect inning, or do you bring someone in for a clean start? This is your decision because you love clean innings. So you want a guy to start an inning. So you're going to get greedy with Montgomery.
Well, no, because I think
he's going to get a clean three outs.
In an ideal situation, you obviously want a clean inning, but you're now in a position where you have to be going batter to batter as far as how the guy is looking. So if Montgomery's pitching well, you ride with him until he's no longer pitching
well. So you bring him out for the third inning to start the inning, and then mm-hmm. first sign of trouble, Davey Garcia is coming in.
No, not Davey Garcia.
Chad Green.
a reliever that can get out of a messy inning, so and then you bring in Devi Garcia.
So you bring in.
I hate when managers do this. Just because it's the third inning doesn't mean you can't use Chad Green.
Okay, yeah,
Boone will do it tomorrow night because he's a fucking idiot.
In this situation, that makes sense because you're putting out a fire, and then you go in with a clean inning with the guy that has Devi the potential Garcia. To go longer. Right.
Yeah,
that does make sense. Okay, I'd say if you can get into the third inning with Jordan Montgomery, things are going well. if Chad Green comes in and gets him out of the, let's say he gets one out. All right. So let's say Montgomery goes 2 2/3. Mm-hmm. Today was a dog shit game, so we're gonna just play out scenarios for the next game.
I want to talk about Gary Sanchez getting benched.
Real quick. So he does that. Do you bring out Chad Green for that second inning, or do you tuck away Chad Green and say thank you very much for getting?
I don't know. He pitched two innings tonight. I probably would not push it with a second inning for him because then you're just asking for trouble.
So Devi Garcia comes in clean, and you see what you can get there.
Yeah, and maybe it might depend on where you are in the lineup, right? If you're facing their best hitter. If you're facing Arizuena or somebody,
it's not even close. What you're saying,
I don't care anymore.
It's not even close. People are like, who is he talking about?
I know. I got some shit from some people on Twitter today. You got to go batter to batter in an elimination game,
but you can't get
cute and try to steal outs like they tried to steal outs. Remember, they tried to steal outs with CC Sabathia. In 2018, Boone's talking about how he wanted to face Jackie Bradley Jr. one more time. Meanwhile, Jackie Bradley Jr. was four hitters away. You can't do that.
Right.
You can't do that. But if Montgomery's going to be facing Joey Wendell to lead off the next inning, yeah, you let him do that because it's a lefty-lefty, and then you pull him. You got to do things like that.
Lefty-lefty that assuming the splits are working in that matchup.
Yeah, I haven't looked at his splits, but... Assuming the splits are working, but the only way to build this game for the Yankees pitching is to work backwards and assume you have to assume Chapman gives you two shutout innings at the end and Zach Britton gives you minimum one shutout inning in his inning, minimum. So that's three shutout innings at the end of the game from your big relievers and you work backwards. That's the only way to approach this.
So Gary Sanchez got benched for...
Yep.
Kyle Higashioka.
Oh, look, you can't talk now.
I'll just say Higgy. I won't abuse his name over and over again.
So, yeah, I think that the Yankees have given up on Gary Sanchez for the season, and I can't blame them.
For the season?
For the rest of their playoff run. It might be one more game.
Yeah. I mean, yeah, maybe Higgy didn't look good today either.
No. And do you want to say that maybe... Tanaka throwing to Higgy, which he's used to throwing to Gary Sanchez,
yeah,
and he's used to throwing to Gary Sanchez well in the playoffs. So do you want to say that could have affected Tanaka?
Sure, why not? It's fair to say that the other way. I think it's only fair to say that the other way. If there wasn't that that comfortability, that the consistency that they had in their cadence and whatnot. So yeah, it's fair to say that.
So do you know whose fault that is though?
Boone's.
No, Gary Sanchez for sucking.
Because he sucks.
So it all comes back to Gary Sanchez.
Yeah, it does. You're right. Stop sucking and you'll be an everyday catcher.
Yeah.
It's true. There would literally be no conversations about catchers
if he didn't strike out
90% of the time.
Yeah, I honestly don't blame them for seeing enough of Gary Sanchez. The at-bat against, what's his name? Fairbanks in the ninth inning.
Fastball's down the gut.
Yeah.
Hit it.
Not even close. Didn't even come within 10 feet of hitting one of those fastballs down the middle of the plate.
10 feet. No, he wasn't 10 feet from it. No, it's he didn't help himself out. There's no doubt about it. I don't know how many people can really defend the Gary Sanchez in a way without just purely being blinded by hope. Of a resurgence from years ago.
I mean, what are we even talking about?
I don't even know. It's been forever.
I know he hit a home run against Cleveland, but that thing was aided by the hurricane force winds. Like, that's a pop-up to right field on a normal day.
Yeah.
Do you move Giancarlo Stanton up in the lineup? He's hitting fifth right now, and he's the only person hitting.
I mean, other people are going to hit around him. It just doesn't, I don't think that matters as much if you're going up 3 to 4. I mean, are you going to a 4?
No, you're going to 3.
You're going to 3.
Or you're going to 2.
He has 6 home runs, okay? He's the hottest hitter on the team right now. Get him up in the first inning.
Fine. I'm fine with that too.
I know they love Aaron Judge. We all love Aaron Judge, but Aaron Judge has looked bad.
Aaron Judge is not going to leave the 2 spot. He would be in the 3 or 4 spot. That's where the move would go.
Well, then
you
should
be realistic about what would actually happen. It would be the 3 or 4 spot.
Then move him to the 3 spot. At least 4. I know that doesn't make a huge difference, but I mean, Luke Voit doesn't look healthy, frankly.
Yeah, I mean, the foot stuff eventually is going to catch up. I mean, he's been so good all year long.
I'm not complaining about
I know you're
Luke
not.
Voit,
it's just the reality of what it is. You want to get your hot guy up there as early as possible. Especially, I think it would actually affect what Cash would do if Giancarlo Stanton was up in the first inning no matter what. That would affect the way that he throws either an opener or Yarbrough in the first inning or however he does it.
Yeah, adjusting the lineup for an opener game really could have an impact in a positive way for the Yankees.
Yeah, are you being sarcastic or are you being serious? I can't tell.
I'm being serious.
it could, yeah.
No, if
especially
you because
if it's the hottest.
Think about their guys. So Hicks has been hitting third. Hicks has been walking a lot, but he still doesn't get a lot of hits. So get Hicks in front of Stanton.
I mean, honestly, okay, you want to redo the lineup and do something awesome?
Put Hicks, yes, I do.
Lead off Hicks. Put LeMahieu second.
Put Stanton third
and put Judge fourth.
Yeah, that's not going to happen. I know that's not going to happen, but sure, give me that, and I'd be cool with that.
Yeah, that'd be fun.
Get a walk, get a nice single to right field, then get a 450-foot missile to center field,
and that's now a 3-run shot, not a solo shot, and now
not a solo shot
now
in the
we're
second
talking.
Inning. Anything else?
I want to see Cole in game 5 now. Badly. I want to see them nut up. We haven't nutted up in a while. They haven't nutted up in a while.
And they have never nutted up against Tampa. Tampa has just
game one
in the face.
No, game 1 was a good game. They nutted up and whooped their ass in game 1. There's no doubt. They did everything they needed to do. But in a pressure situation like this, this is you know, rubber meets the road here.
How many strikeouts did they have tonight?
I didn't see how many. They had 18 last night. I know that.
Only 9 strikeouts. Much better. Was that jarring to see the pinstripes? Does it feel like, London series or something? I knew they were going to do it.
Yeah,
but
that's
just like
whenever my expectations are there, I don't get... I've become a
I know you can talk yourself into Montgomery, Devi Garcia, couple outs from Chad Green, couple innings out of the
I can
the
probably talk
relievers.
Myself into that more because of the Utes. It's like, you know,
fine.
Let's get back to the dumb, you know, we're too dumb to know any better.
I agree, but it just seems like everyone still coming out of the Rays bullpen is lights out.
Yes. That's a problem.
And unless it's staying up there with a couple guys on base, this team's not scoring.
Curtis, who had a 67.5 ERA, I think it was. I had a screenshot of it, ready to tweet it out if there was anything that happened. And unfortunately, it didn't. But he came back and pitched well. So
the only reason Stanton's home run was a 2-run home run and not a solo shot is because of an error. So the offense that was so unbelievable in the first 3 games to start the playoffs has just disappeared the last 2 nights against the Rays bullpen,
which we
knew was a chance to happen.
Charlie Morton shut them down too.
Well, yeah, it goes back to that inning with the bases loaded and they just got umpired and couldn't get a hit.
They got getting umpired is such an easy way out, though, talking about that. Because
it
went both ways.
The thing is,
you got to execute in that position. This is bottom line. That's it. You got to execute. I know there was a fly ball. We got to run in. Got to run in, but you got to capitalize on those runners on base.
You can't just get 1 run from the bases loaded.
No.
Against this team. You're not going to win. if you do that. All right. That's it. Elimination. Gonna be tricky.
So Mike Ford's gonna start at first base. He's gonna hit fifth.
You see Mike Ford like undressing himself in the dugout tonight?
No. I saw him hit a disgusting lazy fly ball that went in foul territory and was a joke of an at bat. I saw that.
Yeah. Do you have... I feel like there was something else I wanted to talk about. No.
DJ LeMahieu, shadows, first inning, that line drive that went over his head. It did look like the shadows. It looked like he didn't get a good read off the bat.
Yeah.
No, I think normally he catches that ball and they're out of the inning.
Yeah, those looping line drives are sometimes tough because you think it's like a harder line drive off the bat, and then you can.
It was still high. I think the shadows were definitely kicking at that point, and I think it. I just don't think he got a good read off of it off the bat, and he was just a little late on his jump. Mm-hmm. Normally, he catches that ball, and they're out of the inning, though.
Do you think Sanchez starts game four?
To Jordan Montgomery. I think he does.
Do you start Clint Frazier?
No. I think he's going to start Gardner.
You don't think he gives you a better offensive chance?
He's in the three spot.
You don't think Clint Frazier right now is giving you a little bit better offensive chance than Gardner?
I mean, maybe if it's a slight edge, but it doesn't matter because this is a back against the wall, veteran presence type, perfect opportunity for Aaron Boone to play Gardner. You know it's going to happen.
Just like might be his last game kind of thing?
No, it's ride or die with the vets. It's more along those lines. He's the gritty veteran. And got, you know, a little bit more of that clutch gene maybe. I don't know. I'm trying to think what Aaron Boone's thinking in his brain.
I'm just perusing Twitter to see if any more statements have been said, but it doesn't look like it. All right, that's it. We will talk to you after game four.
Hey guys, thanks for listening to the Bronx Pinstripe Show. Make sure you find us on iTunes and subscribe so you can get all new episodes directly onto your phone. If you do like the show, we'd love for you to take a minute and give us a 5-star rating and review in iTunes. It really helps us out and allows us to create more shows. We're on Twitter at Bronx Pinstripes and the same on Facebook. You can always find us there talking Yankee baseball. Thanks again, guys, for your support. Really appreciate it. And go Yankees.